It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on now. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramley Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football.
Ram Nation, what's going on, Ramley? How y'all doing? Hope I wasn't missed too much. You know, I have a lot of things going on. If y'all thought y'all weren't going to hear my voice about what took place a few days ago, y'all must have been... I don't think y'all know me very well then. Y'all know who I am. Down to Playmaker Silence, your host of Ramley Talk. But y'all know what I'm talking about. We signed Bobby Wagner, man. Shout out to that. I did not see that coming. Matter of fact, I was at work when that thing jumped. I got that notification. I was at work, and I was like, oh, I got to break the news. Oh, this is going to be good. Signing Bobby Wagner, what a deal. I ain't think he was going to make that decision that fast, though, as he visits the Ravens. But shout out to him for not taking too long. I mean, good gracious. He did his due diligence. He slept on it after the Ravens. He said, nah, I'm coming home. And I'm playing for the Rams, man. I'm playing for the Super Bowl champions. I did not expect that. I really didn't. But I am happy for him to join us. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand who we just got, man. We got Bobby freaking Wagner, man. And I went back, I looked at his numbers, man. This is crazy. I'm gonna be honest. Now, for you, most people know the deal, but Bobby Wagner signed a five-year deal worth $50 million but the deal with incentives can reach already up to $65 million. So as of right now, it's $10 million per year, but it can go up to over $12 million per year with incentives. So before I get into Bobby Wagner's, I'm going to just go run through what took place in the offseason so far with the Rams real quick. Andrew Whitworth retired. We released Johnny Hecker, who I believe he signed with, I think, Carolina. I forgot what team he signed with. Darius Williams went to sign with the Jaguars for $3 year, $39 million. Von Miller signed with the Buffalo Bills for a six-year, $120 million deal, 51 of it guaranteed. Sebastian Joseph Day signed with the Chargers, our little brothers, for a three-year, $24 million. We resigned Joe Noteboom. We resigned Brandon Allen, so I keep my offensive lines intact pretty much. We restructured Matthew Stafford's contract, gave him an extension. We're working on restructuring Aaron Donald's contract. I believe it's like adding 2 years to the deal. So he will be back. It's just finalizing the numbers and all that stuff. We signed Allen Robinson for 3 years, 44. $46.5 million with $30.7 million guaranteed. We traded Robert Woods after signing Allen Robinson to the Tennessee Titans. We got 5 compensatory picks that gave us a 3rd-round pick, a 4th-round pick, and 3 6th-round picks. We done some things in the offseason. None bigger than signing Bobby Wagner. Okay. You have Aaron Donald on the D-line. You got Bobby Wagner in the middle. And then you got Jalen Ramsey in the back. 3 All Pros in all 3 levels. I'm just throwing that out. First and foremost. Now, as I said, I looked at the numbers. Do y'all realize Bobby Ratner has played at least 14 games a season, except for 2014 when he only played 11? I forget what kind of injury. I think it was, I don't know, a bicep injury that took place. I think it was an arm injury, if I remember, I think it was an arm injury in 2014 that kept him out. But other than that, he's played at least 14 games every season in his 10-year career. Which means Bobby Ratner stays healthy. First and foremost, Bobby Ratner stays healthy. He does his thing, he stays healthy. Secondly, he has 1,383 tackles in his 10-year career, which is most among all active players in football. Most of active players. 1,383 tackles. The most on all active players in the NFL right now. That's another thing. You ready for the third one? This past season was his best season as a tackler. 2022 was his best. Well, you want to call it 2021. His best season as a tackler. He had 170 tackles, which was top 3 in the NFL. 93 solo and 77 assists. But for a total of 170 tackles. Top 3 in tackles, man. Do y'all understand how big this is? Let me tell you how big this is. Ernest Jones only had 61 tackles on the season. 36 solo, 25 assists. Troy Reader, who wasn't sitting up calling for most of our season. Troy Reader, the man in the middle. Well, they had 91 tackles total. 48 solo, 43 assists. Bobby Ratner had more solo tackles than Troy Reader had total tackles. Let that marinate for y'all. Bobby Ratner had more solo tackles, meaning he had tackles on his own. More tackles on his own than tackles Troy Reader had combined.
Y'all let that marinate in, y'all? Did y'all let that marinate? Okay.
Ernie Jones, I don't mind. You gave me 61 tackles, 30 used to. Troy Reader was the main linebacker for us in the middle. And he ain't even touching what Bobby Ratner did last season. He not even touching Bobby. Y'all don't understand how big this is for me. We took a rival linebacker and bring him to us. Shout out to my nephew, Marcus Hill. Seahawks fans. And I know he's hurting. He don't want to admit it, but he's hurting. He's hurting. It's just something that's bothering him. I know it is. It's okay, man. Now, I did this because I had to ask the Rams. I had to ask Ram Nations how y'all feel about the signing of Bobby Ratner. I mean, and y'all just as through as I am. And y'all texting, y'all replying with all types of grips and stuff to answer the question of the segment that y'all having. I'm like, yo, we just signed Bobby freaking Ratner, man. This is what we need. Now, does he feel the void or that Von Miller left? No, because Von Miller's on one side, Leonard Floyd was on the other side, and you had Aaron Donald in the middle. And a lot of habit was created for offensive line. But we was not that good in run defense. If I'm trying to find the numbers that I got of how we was in the run defense, we was 25th and we was, not 20th, we were 6th in rush defense. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, because that was not how we started it. But when you have 3 great D linemen and then you add Grant Gaines alone in the middle with Aaron Donald, it makes it fun. Man, you talking about you really ain't trying to run up, man. And then you got Bobby Ryan who can play the pass game, too. So. Ugh, the signing is great. Ray Rodriguez from the Los Angeles Rams chat from the Facebook group. We would definitely be better against the run. Michael Neal from the same group. That was a nice pickup. Now we can stop the run. See, everybody's focused on the run. You know? Robert Campbell, great headhunter. I'm just loving your responses, man. Glenn Jarrett, a great bounce back from losing Von Miller. Some say an upgrade, a better bargain in any case. Because, you know, if I'm going to get that $120 million deal, which we wasn't going to pay. He's playing right in the kitchen. That's a $70 million difference in one less year. Great bargain. Let's get that man in ring so he'll feel at home. He's already from now because he's from California. So he already is home. We just need to add a ring to it, okay? We just need to add a ring. And once we add that ring, it's going to be even better. And that's it. We'll be the first team to go back-to-back since the New England Patriots of the early 2000s. Which that'll be, I want to say 2003, 2004, 2004, 2005, something like that. Let's go over to the Rams Nation Facebook group. Brady isn't happy. You got to love that one. Brady isn't happy. Brady retires, then he unretires, and then Bruce Arians retires. Todd Bowles gets the head coaching job. So much stuff is going on. Leonard Fournette comes back, and I was saying, oh, the Rams just signed Bobby Wagner along with signing Allen Robinson. When you was happy that Davante Adams got traded to the goddamn Las Vegas Raiders, giving Aaron Rodgers one less target, but the Rams just keep adding. And you just looking like, God damn it, Brady got to be mad because like he hasn't beat the Rams not once since he's been with Temple. Big puzzle on this signing. He is a beast in the middle, which hasn't been a Rams strong point in recent years. He's still playing a dominant middle linebacker. I am thinking he had 157 times passing. It is actually 170, sir. But somewhere you was close enough. Put him in the midst with a pretty strong defense, and they should be pretty hard to beat in that season. That's from Dave Larson from the Rams Nation Facebook group. You know, I just love reading some of y'all tweets. Tommy Pouncing. His comment says, Reiners and Texans. Well, he says Reiners. He's speaking of the 49ers. Reiners and Titans had success using heavy set, power running packages with no huddles against our lighter D. You know every OC around the league is going to try the same in some form. Ratner cancels that out. There's just some in the comments that y'all put with me saying what y'all thoughts on us signing Bobby Ratner. Just thoughts signing Bobby Ratner, man. I appreciate it. Told y'all when I first started season 2 that I was going to get more fan interaction with this one. If I ever have to read y'all comments out live on the air and stuff like that, that's what I'm going to do. I'm still looking forward to adding some more stuff to Ramley Talk to get more fans interactive with it, especially with the Ram Nation. But with that being said, though, Bobby Ryan is a All-Pro, 6-time Pro Bowler, in 10 years in the NFL. As a matter of fact, in 10 seasons in the NFL, he has had at least 100 tackles in every season. 100 tackles in every season he's been in the league. 100 tackles. What his best season as a tackler came last season with 170 tackles. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Signing Bobby Wagner is a lovely thing. Very lovely. Excuse me. Now,
we might not be done yet, because, like I said,
they're still trying to restructure Aaron Donald's contract. Because he's actually still on the contract. He's on the contract. They're trying to restructure the contract. That way, it's what Aaron Donald was wanting and should be getting, along with being team friendly. And we're still looking to bring back Odell Beckham Jr. He is having that ACL surgery, and he'll be out for a good portion of the year. So Lesney and the Rams are not done just yet. They're not done just yet. Anything can still happen right now. And then you look forward to the draft, and real quick in the draft, I read from NFLNetwork.com, we need an edge rusher, we need an offensive lineman, and I believe they said a corner, because we did lose Darius Williams. But you know, one thing I know, we talk about Les Snead saying F them picks because he's just giving away first round picks and picks left and right. But like I said in previous episode, Cooper Kupp, third round pick. Van Jefferson, a second round pick. I mean, who else you want to throw in there? Cam Akers, a second round pick. Jordan Fuller, I think it was a third round pick or a fourth round pick. The guys that have making noise for us was not first round picks. They were mostly third, fourth, fifth round picks, a couple of second round picks. So when it comes to drafting this Les Snead and Sean McVay, they've been doing their due diligence and getting these picks to equal what we need for the team. So when I want to see what they do with the 104th pick on day two of the NFL draft, because that is our first pick of the draft. Our first pick of the draft is round three, the 114th pick. A compository pick. I want to see what they do with their pick. Then you got a fourth round pick, you have a fifth round pick, 3 6th round picks, and 2 7th round picks. I'm looking forward to see what they do with these 8 picks. If not, we get more picks or we trade some picks and we can get another key player from the defense or offensive side. No matter what, I trust Les Snead and Sean McVay. They have proven it time and time again. We had Sean McVay for 5 seasons now. And yet, Les Snead and Sean McVay find ways to put this team together the best way they can. And we are always competitive. So I'm trusting the GM and I'm trusting the head coach to get it done yet again. So that's all I'm coming in to do today. Quick, nice, short episode for you guys. Y'all enjoy y'all day. I'm looking forward to more some free agency news coming out of LA. Getting ready for the draft and, you know, the schedule release and OTA, summer camp, and all that good stuff before we get into preseason and get ready for the NFL season. So, Jacksonville, Florida out here, down in the Playmaker Silence and signing off. But this has been Ramblin' Talk. Catch you guys later.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramblin' Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramblin' Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.